Macmillan Audio presents Ladies of the Lake by Haywood Smith. Read to you by Cynthia Darlow. Chapter 1.
"There's nothing wrong with this family that a funeral or two wouldn't fix,"
my paternal granny, Mama Lou. I have some family secrets to tell, but first, I need to make one thing crystal clear. With two glaring exceptions, my mother is a true Southern lady of infinite grace and discriminating taste. The first exception, and by far the least, is the fact that as soon as the four of us girls were safely on our own, Mama moved to a double-wide in Clearwater, Florida, where in short order she married, then buried, two diamonds in the rough who smoked cigars. Good men, but phew. Only recently did she find the second great love of her life besides Daddy, retired Rabbi David Rabinowitz, who loves her back just as much as our sainted Daddy did. The second and worst exception is that Mama, who hated being named Daisy, broke her own vow to give her daughters normal names and succumbed to the centuries-old tradition of christening all female descendants of our direct ancestor, Lady Rose Hamilton, with floral names. Mama said she wasn't afraid of the ancient unlucky-in-love curse that's supposed to fall on non-floral daughters.